Ya Allah, you are a kind and generous benefactor, our nourisher, our sustainer. Ya Allah, you have given us each and every ni'mah, each and every bounty and blessing since the moment we were born. Ya Allah, you gave us the gifts of Iman, the gifts of Quran. Ya Allah, you have given us in this day the gifts of the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, zalamna anfusana. Ya Allah, we have wronged ourselves. We have failed to do qadr of you. We have failed to do qadr of your beloved messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we have failed to do qadr of your Quran al-Kareem. And Ya Allah, we have failed to do qadr of the month of Ramadan al-Kareem. Ya Allah, we ask you to shower your mercy upon us, your forgiveness upon us. Ya Allah, we ask you to enable us to benefit from this month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, you yourself do the Quran al-Kareem, la'allakum tattaqoon. Ya Allah, we look at your umeed and we have umeed. Ya Allah, agar tu umeed hai ki hum muttaqeen ban jayenge. Ya Allah, hum bhi umeed ban jayenge. Allah, ta'ala hamein muttaqeen mein se bana. Allah, na jamna muttaqeen. Ya Allah, hum bhi nek banna chahte hain, saleh banna chahte hain. Seedhe, saadhe, sachche, sutre zindagi guzarne wale chahte hain. Ya Rab Kareem, kab tak hum ye taqwa ka naam sunenge? Ye kab tak hamare dil mein haqeeqat kab banenge? Ya Rab Kareem, is mahine mein hamare dil ko muttaqeen bana. ہمارے آنکھوں کو متقی بنا, ہمیں روح نفس آنکھوں کو متقی بنا, ہمیں جسم کا ہر ہر عرض ہر ہر حصہ کو متقی بنا. ذاکرین ہمارے ہر کی گھر کی بوٹی بوٹی سے اپنے ذکر نصیب فرما, دن میں بھی آپ کی یاد نصیب فرما, رات میں آپ کی یاد نصیب فرما, مسجد میں, گھر میں, کلاس میں, ہر جگہ میں آپ کی یاد نصیب فرما. Ya Allah, we ask you to incline our hearts to all those things that earn your pleasure, and to disincline our hearts from all of those things that earn your displeasure. Ya Rabbi Kareem, let there be nothing more attractive to us than doing your commandments and fulfilling our obligations, and let there be nothing more repugnant to us except falling into sin and falling into disobedience. Ya Allah, we ask you to accept our fast in this month of Ramadan. We ask you to accept our salat in this month of Ramadan. We ask you to accept our Quran, our Taraweeh, all of our ibadat in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, we ask you to accept our du'as in this month. Ya Allah, we present ourselves to you, kamilan, mukammalan. Ya Allah, we ask you to accept us. Ya Allah, from the tips of our hair to the soles of our feet, from the outer of our skin to the core of our being. Ya Allah, we ask you to drown us in the Quran, Sunnah, and Sharia. Ya Allah, we ask you to guide us in the Quran, Sunnah, and Sharia. Ya Allah, we want you to increase us in our understanding of the Alfaz of the Quran, the Ma'ani of the Quran, the Ma'arif of the Quran. Ya Allah, make our life according to the Maqasid of the Quran. Ya Allah, we ask you to give us the faith to understand the Alfaz of the Sunnah, the Ma'ani of the Sunnah, the Ma'arif of the Sunnah. And Ya Allah, we ask you to put the Hakikat of the Spirit of the Sunnah into our lives. Ya Allah, we ask you to enable us to control our nafs. Grant us the nafs of Mena. Grant us the Qalb and Saleem. Grant us the Aql and Saleem. Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Ya Allah, we ask you to forgive us for all of our sins. Forgive us for the sins that we committed in the past. Forgive us for the sins that we remain in the present. And Ya Allah, save us from all the sins, committing any sins in the future. Ya Allah, forgive us for the sins that we did in the day. Forgive us for the sins that we did at night. Forgive us for the sins that we did to ourselves. Forgive us for the sins that we did to others. Forgive us for the sins that we did publicly. Forgive us for the sins that we did privately. Ya Rabbi Kareem, forgive us for the sins that we remember. And forgive us for the sins that we are so heedless we've even forgotten that we have done them. Ya Allah, remove the effects of sin from our hearts. Remove the distance that has come between us due to our sins. Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask you to reconcile yourself with us. We ask you to forgive us. Ya Hanan, Ya Manan. We ask you to become Razi with us. We ask you to align of your Rida. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you to grant us Hidayah. Save us from our Jahala. Ya Allah, we ask you to grant us Ilm. Ya Allah, save us from our Dalala. Ya Allah, we ask you to grant us Ijt and humility and save us from our Takambur. Ya Allah, those of us who have any difficulties in following the Deen, Ya Allah, we ask you to remove those difficulties. Those who are sick, grant us health. Those who are needing, grant us Rizqi Halal and Tayyib, the purest and noblest forms of wealth. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, those of us who have every blessing, every benefit, who have nothing but our own laziness and blame, Ya Allah, we ask you in this month to take away our laziness. Grant us determination, grant us strength, grant us willpower, grant us quwwat iradi, grant us relief, Ya Allah, we ask you to grieve, Ya Allah, grant us strength, Ya Allah, we ask you to save us from all of the false ideologies, all the fitnas that are being spread from outside of this ummah. Ya Allah, we ask you to save us from all of the false ideologies and fitnas that are coming up from within this ummah. Ya Allah, we ask you to grant us the deen of the Sahaba, the deen of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the true ilm, the true taqwa, the true zikr, the true Quran, the true sunnah, the true sharia. Ya Allah, we ask you to save us from all efforts to change the deen, but rather we present ourselves to you to change us and make us according to the deen. Ya Allah, you have been kareem. Ya Allah, we ask you to bless this campus. Ya Allah, we ask you to shower your hidayah and ikhlas on this campus. Ya Allah, take away all the zukuk and shubahat of the youth. Ya Allah, grant them iman and yaqeen. Grant them iman and kamil. Ya Allah, we ask you to put the iman of the youth of this nation in your special hifaza. Ya Allah, save us from all the test trials and tribulations that are whirling around us. Ya Allah, we ask you to increase us in our love for you. We ask you to increase us in our fear for you. We ask you to adorn us with the hifaz of the mu'mineen. Make us amongst the mutawakkileen, amongst the salbireen, amongst the zakireen, amongst the tawabeen, amongst the awabeen, amongst the mustahareen, amongst the mukarrabeen. Ya Allah, raise us on the day of judgment amongst the muslimeen and amongst the mu'mineen. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
We have Brother Anik here, President of the Quran Society, is trying to arrange several different programs for you. He will know better about the rest of them. One of them is a Dars-e Quran, Dr. Weber, that he's trying to arrange and get permission for. That is by one of our students, actually one of our alumni, Samira Masin. She's in the fourth year of the Alma course, and she's also a graduate from Lund. And we're hoping that she'll get the opportunity to come and do Dars-e Quran for the women. At least a few times a week. She's here, somewhere here in the back, so if you want, you can meet her. Other than that, I would suggest that the Manic Fast also great activity, because the month of Ramadan is really unique to support one another and strengthen one another and remind one another in this project and this 1 month intensive project that we've been given. Other than that, Nick has asked me to take questions. So, if there are any questions, go ahead. If the women have any questions, maybe they can write it on a piece of paper and pass it up to the front.
हमारे यहाँ तो साइरन या तो सिर्फ अजान होता है, तो अगर कोई ऐसी जगह है जिनका साइरन हो और अजान बाद में हो तो आप लोग को अपना खाना पीना साइरन के साथ फिर मुंतजर रहना पड़ेगा। असल चीज वक्त, असल में साइरन या अजान दोनों को बस एक वक्त की निशान यही कर रहे हैं। असल आपने जरूर फजर पर खाना पीना बंद करना है और जरूर पे शांत पर खाना पीना खोलना है। उसकी जो भी पैगाम हमने में अपने वर्ड और आदत के मुताबिक जो भी इमामत है तो उसकी फिर ऑल ऑफ यू शुड डेडिकेट टू योर ओन एरिया व्हाट दैट इज तो वो सेंस ऑफ मन की बात है हमारे साइड अभी से था दिया था उनसे साइड प्रकाशन जब साइड मैसेज
बाधा है क्या? If you have so much hunger that it's going to distract you from prayer, then what you should do is eat such an amount that that distractive hunger is dispelled and then pray. If you have so much hunger, that's what हम भूख का मुकाबला करते हैं कि अच्छा आज so much hunger तो मैं आज भी so much जितना खाऊंगा अब अगर आप so much hunger पर so much खाएंगे तो फिर आप so much खा नहीं पाएंगे But both the same as that, if you're going to ask for whether it's if you need to relieve yourself in the bathroom or you're so hungry, if there's anything in your tabiat that is distracting when you think you won't be able to focus, and you have the ability to do rough on that, but that you need to do rough on the hunger, then you should do that first before you... I should also make it clear, unless people misunderstand me then. Just, you can have your little variety, right? There's many of them, but just the amount. You don't want to overeat in this month. You really don't. And why not, you know, look at it this way. Why not make this niyat that you've heard this story, that I mentioned the name of Abu Bakr, the name of the Prophet, so why not say that Yama Muti and Dora got the seed for life? Now I'm saying what you asked, but Muti and Dora got the seed for life in the Maas, it was the most folk in where Abu was in the Maas, and something like that. ये भी जो आप सकते कोशिश हो सकती है इंसान की तमन्ना एक तरफ हो सकते हैं That is the beginning of Ramadan is about tarab, is about tamanna. Many people here are very slow start Ramadan. You should be in tamanna nine. And you should have this tamanna, tarab, tawna, yawa, tawna, nir, but as you can end up in the app, just ask that. Right? रोजे का बन सकता हूँ एक हफ्ते बाद में किसी घर खा लो कहीं बोरे आटे दे सकता हूँ ड्राइवर को एक बटर बैग दाल दे सकता हूँ राइट एंड सो दैट कंपैशन वो जो कहते हैं ना कि वो रम नाम है बात फीलिंग ऑफ द पॉर अब वो करते कुछ नहीं है ये तो मैं तो रम इज फीलिंग ये इज द कंपैशन इज मेंट टू अगेन क्रिएट एक्शन एवरीथिंग अबाउट रमजान इज टू क्रिएट एन एक्शन एंड नॉट दैट ओके आई गेस आई फेल्ट टुडे But it needs to be not eat for 10 hours and drive 10 hours and drive 10 hours non-stop. But don't do anything about that. Right? And there's a very big need in Pakistan. Pakistan, your society is really just the gap between the rich and poor is insane in this country. It's insane. And we are all living comfortably in this particular in the last 6 months with the rise of the prices of food and all these basic things. And your driver's making the same tanha. Your mom's making the same tanha. Right, medium market raises every year, right? Those of you who work, or your parents, or whatever. So it's really, you know, it is a month of uncertainty. And you know, if men maybe jitna kaana kaana kam hai, chilana chahiye. Ye chilana bhi ek month hai. Aaj ke log khane ke maze ke waqif hai, chilane ke maze ke waqif hai. So is mahine mein chilane apne azizon ko bhi chilane, gareebon ko bhi chilane, apne khudaon ko bhi chilane. कभी इंतजार के साथ हमने कभी खाना नहीं खाया सब बैठकर खाने खाए कभी माँसी के साथ बैठकर बिरयानी खाए ये भी बिरयानी खाने का नाम है वाई नॉट
Say again?
Dairy? Dari Gautamaya and Dari Lakshana is one of two Buddhas home. That is in the Hanasi sect. In the Shafi, Malki, and Anbali sect, Dari Lakshana up to this one is firm. However, this is something that comes from the Sunnah of the Prophet. So when we use the word Sunnah for here, it means Sabbath in the Sunnah. It's not Sabbath in the Quran, meaning that it is an obligation that is coming from the Sunnah. So the many things that the Prophet did, everything that the Prophet did or commanded is called loosely called Sunnah. But of those actions, some of those actions are wajib. For example, the Prophet said, it doesn't say anywhere in the Quran. Let me maybe explain it to you in a way that you understand. It does not say anywhere in the Quran that be nice to your wife. It says in Hadith that the best of you is the best of your wife. Of course, Mark Gadek is in the Quran, many Hadith may have told to be nice to my person, he is a citizen of that. He said, we are not nice to my wife, he is a citizen of that. No. Any Hadith said, some is not someone, but to be nice to your wife is part of that. So there's some things that the Prophet taught us or did that are called Sunnah because the source of that knowledge is from the Sunnah. But its ruling is by the wajib. There's something that he taught to do that's the ruling within the Sunnah. There's something that he taught to do that's the ruling within the Nafl that are optional. Right? It's amazing that the beard has become one of the most controversial. I mean, Pakistan is stuck on three things. Dari, Hijab, and Sahnaviyu for unique Islam. Or Aftiti for his particular Gusta Goethe. It's nonsensical. Agar as tomorrow, agar kal sari orden jo hijab karte hain, wo bas karte hain. Aapka koi maasus mein aaj tam jis jab banda TV par is passing him off as a performance in a modern, it's not going down for society at all. Maasus mein itna bhi fayda nahi hoga. Agar sare log jis tak ne sir par rakh rahe hain, aap sab nahi kar rahe hain. Koi fayda nahi hoga maasus mein, right? Ye ek mohabbat ki baat hoti hai, ek sunnat ki baat hoti hai, ek ehtikam ki baat hoti hai, right? Alhamdulillah, this much we can tell you, and this is a challenge that we can issue to anyone, that before 1850, you see, in the year 1850, you had a wave of colonialism all over the Muslim world, British, France, the few places, even Italian, Dutch. Before, and then everything changes, right? But you have the Zawal of Islam that also affects the Zawal of individual Muslims. When the Muslim Ummah loses its uluj and enters its Zawal, and ultimately affects our tasawwur of the deen, our conscience of the deen. From the time of the Prophet up to 1850, you will not find a single mufassir, muhaddith, faqih, shaykh, imam, qari, etc., etc., who did not have a full beard. Not one. You cannot find mention of one in any book. You look at Westerners who used to travel around the Muslim world, Marco Polo, or even Arab, Ibn Battuta. Every place they go, they mention the beards of the men. All over the world. Right? That time, right, a young man finds it very difficult to have a beard. The only person who finds it more difficult to grow a beard than the young man is the young man's mother. Okay? And the only one who finds it more difficult to wear a hijab than the young woman is the young woman's mother. Right? Obviously, chakra, right? This is after the Prophet has predicted this. He said that my Ummah is going to fall into the same mistake that the Jews and Christians made. Let me tell you about Judaism. You don't have Judaism in the country. I grew up in New York City with, you know, some people in America. It's what we call Jew York City. It's like 40% Jews, right? The Jews have been now divided formally into three groups. They have formally three divisions. Orthodox Jews, Conservative Jews, and Reformist Jews. Orthodox Jew is the one who has a long beard and has a particular dress. The Conservative Jew has a small beard and sometimes wears a small yarmulke or sometimes has a cover of that. And the Reformist Jew is totally clean shaven. So their process of reforming their religion was the same thing that first they took out the Zion. The Reformist Jew doesn't eat kosher, he eats regular meat, right? Their kosher is their dietary type of halal, right? The Reformist Jew doesn't believe in the outer trappings, as they would call it, of religion. Right? The Muslims are going through the same thing. So you have reformists or modernist Muslims who say you don't need the Zahir of the Deen. My feeling is that look, I need what the Sahaba needed. You can call it Zahir, you can call it Batin, you can call it modern, you can call it ancient, you can call it medieval. It doesn't make difference to me. Why? Because the Sahaba are timeless beings. The Sahaba, their Deen, cannot confine them to a time. The Deen is timeless. The Deen of Islam is timeless. That's the Dawah of the Deen.
That's why we said this in the last and final thing, that there'll be no other prophet if you use your akal. Right, let me show you the power of using your akal. Your akal will tell you that prophet is coming. It's a paranormal sunha, okay, I mean, it's a sunha, it's a nabi asana. और वो कुछ न कुछ ऐसा अनुभव करते थे जब वो गुमराह होते हैं कुंडली आते हैं फिर गुमराह फिर से फिर गुमराह एक कुंडली तो सब लोग सुनते हैं ये कहाँ तो क्यों आते हैं नहीं एनी वन आपने सभी लोग गुमराह हैं क्यों नहीं कुछ करते हैं ऐसे जब आपको वो चाहिए राइट जब आपको कहना अंडरस्टैंड इट्स अ थिंग यू Take the deen. Deen is on a mazboot foundation. That mazboot foundation is what is Quran and Sunnah. When we think that we are making the deen strong, by taking the deen from the foundation of Quran and putting on akal, you're actually weakening the deen because akal is nothing. Something as common as the deen, something made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your akal cannot encompass that. So when we pick up the deen and put it on the foundation of the akal, you just crippled your deen. And that's what happens to young people. At least in Muslim, I'm sure to some extent, the fact the more and more you make the deen cut down, the more and more young men find Marxism more attractive, both of them are good even. The more and more you find atheism more attractive, right? So, the dhari, right, yes, at the end of the day, it's just hair. Maybe yes, it's just hair, right? But Allah Ta'ala wants me to keep a particular piece of hair on it. Allah Ta'ala wants me to cut a different piece of hair on it. Just make a difference between what's major and minor. And Allah Ta'ala himself shows us in the Quran that minor things count. He said about himself, Allah Ta'ala, that he does not diminish Allah in any way, that he coins the example even of a gnat, a boulder, or a mosquito, or an insect to you. So that means that small things count, right? And our view should be that Allah Ta'ala says no. Allah Ta'ala made in the view that Allah gives Nahri, Salam, 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 आप मुझे इसकी बरकत से उनकी बात नहीं सुन का पसंद होने देते आपको तो सुना तो सुनो सहार तो सुनो रफ्तार वाला नजर वाला तो समझा तो सुनो काइंडनेस और कंपैशन दे रहा है तो सुनो फियर वाला दे रहा है तो सुनो तो वक्त दे रहा है राइट तो सुनो हम दर्द दे रहा है तो सुनो फिकर दे रहा है तो दे But like I told in the beginning, if you're here from the desire of the Zahir, you can't get the Zahir without the Zahir. You just can't. It's like me saying, Allah Ta'ala, why did you call yourself Al-Zahir? You should have just called yourself Al-Batin. We have somehow come to this conclusion that the Batin is superior than the Zahir. That conclusion has no basis in the deen. There's no text in the Quran or the Sunnah that says that the Batin is superior than the Zahir. Deen is deen, it doesn't matter. To the Zahir and to the Batin, both have to be out. Yes? Well, if Allah Ta'ala is the establisher, it can be established instantly. Those are those few people who get to be the Mu'adh of Allah. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala gives a person a glass of an eye for free. That's Allah. It's up to him. Zalik Sallallahu Yu'tihi Man Yasha. This is the Fadl of Allah. He gives it to free will. That process can be instant. The other is that we have to do mujahada. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَاسِيَنَّهُمْ ثُمَّ So the lanati, those who strive for us, make mujahada to come closer to us, we will certainly guide them to multiple ways to reach us. The guidance of part of Allah can be instantaneous. For me and you, we have to make mujahada. Why? Because what happens is that me and you, we're stuck. We're not going to stand to. So we need to extract ourselves. Doba bishwa ilfadu sutuduhu illallah. Ilah means a paradigm shift. You have to make tawbah from your current life and change. Now that process of change for some of us who are resisting it. So you have to drag yourself out of it. It can be gradual. There might be somebody who just makes instantaneous tawbah and says, that's it, I realize. And from today I make tawbah, I'm going to jump into the deep. So it depends on the person. I believe you have to do it. If you can't do it instantly, do it gradual. Right? And if you have to have the need that I want to do it completely. The mistake people make is they sell themselves short in their niyyah. Their niyyah is they always want to do it gradually. No. My niyyah is I want to do it kamalan mukammalan ala fawal. But my ability accepts that I might take time to do that. Right? But this is the month. Ramadan in particular is a month where change can be instantaneous. Right? Where Allah Ta'ala, the floodgates of His mercy are open, and not the whole separate down, but the floodgates of His mercy are open, and the shayateen are chained away. this is the biggest time in your life in which Amitabha is empowering you to make that change. So maybe to answer your question in the most simplest way, the fastest way you'll ever be able to change is in this one. If you want to change fastly, if you're sick of the gradual pain, if you're sick of dragging your feet along, right, if you're sick of making intentions and not being able to realize them and follow through with the action, then this is the one. Feel a particular amount of pleasure. You did that sin for a reason, for some pleasure or some benefit. Then if you're a first time sinner, the first time you do a sin in your inner hayat, your shame, your modesty comes out and you feel what we call nadama. What do you call nadama? Remorse and regret. If your nadama is greater than your pleasure, then you can move to the next stage, which is the istighfar. Then you seek Allah's forgiveness. And then the next thing after that is Toba. Toba means you pledge to renounce that sin and never commit that sin again. And Toba, the Nasuah, true and sincere Toba, means that you are true to your pledge by staying away from anything that can bring you back to that sin. But what happens? What do? We fall into sin. The first time it's difficult, we feel bad. So that Hayah brings the Nama up here, but we don't respond to it. If we choose to commit the sin a second time, the bottom of the Vartana, the Purvam Dhamma Kamadhyasa. Up deep in the Purvam Dhamma Kamadhyasa. Just like that, for example, ask anybody who smokes a cigarette. The very first time they smoked, they were, you know, feeling sort of Nidhamma and feeling bad afterwards and feeling high up. Second time, third time, fourth time, right? Then it's particular that you insan or put up the half of Bhagavad Gita. Because insan can't handle the guilt trip. Cannot handle the guilt, so we on our own, it's amazing. But this is what we do, we on our own turn off our hayat. So what you have to do, number one, is Ramadan, turn back the hayat. Put the ayat on full blast. Right? And start feeling remorse and regret and shame. And that's the bottom of zikr. You see, the more and more you think about Allah, the more and more you will be shameful. And the more and more you forget Allah, then the more and more you'll be shameless. That's why the Prophet is deep in Muhayyah al-Hayyah al-Shukhtam bin al-Iman. The Hayyah is a branch of your Iman. And then they tell the Prophet that person doesn't have Hayyah. Stop Allah Shifta. Let him do whatever he wants. If you don't have Hayyah, do much of the Hayyah name. Stop color your Hayyah. So, restore your Hayyah. Restore your Nadam. When you do that, keep working on that. Then move to Sikhar. You should have a habit. Even in the most of time, you should recite istighfar 100 times a day. So this is a sunnah, or with a sunnah. That you should recite istighfar 100 times a day. Especially the Allah of the Muslim, the time you have to what you like. Right? And see that you have to know my love, my love. It's very important to say that you're not here to grumpy. And you feel that way with your heart. Right? And then the final thing is Toba. That whatever leads you to that sin, whatever reminds you of that sin, whatever excites you to that sense to leave those things completely and totally. And that's the perfect one to do it. And then last thing is dua. At the end of the day, Allah is going to take you out. Some of us are so deep that we can't get ourselves out. We're like in a web. Only Allah can take us out. But if you make dua, if you really want something possible, I guarantee you, if there's a person who really, really wants to leave sin, there's no way Allah is the best language in that sin. Allah is very famous that I use in Ramadan. Allah is like Afu and Kareem. It's a symbol of Afu and that barely Allah says, you are forgiven, you are merciful. You love to forgive. Therefore, forgive me. You should use this dua. You should use other dua. You should say, Allah ta'ala, maafir la'afu sasta. Right? Mujibana la'afu sasta. And you should be honest and you still can't, you should present your failure down. Yang me up and down for me. If you do that, the burden of the will change it.
तो आपको एक और दोस्त है जिसका नाम शैतान उसने कहा कि आपने उसके साथ की दोस्ती में आए मेरे साथ में आई थी मेरी दोस्ती छोड़ी या ना तो वो कहेंगे देखे वो आप तो अल्लाह के लिए नमाज नहीं पढ़ रहे आप तो नमाज इसलिए पढ़े क्योंकि वो उसने आपको कहा और बात बजा है दुरुस्त है और हम दूसरे के साथ कर सकते हो कि आप नमाज छोड़ रहे जिसे धाम अच्छे से नमाज से नमाज है बाकी ने मेरी दोस्त की वजह से पढ़ रहे नहीं पढ़ने थे या आप उस नियत को जोड़ रहे हैं और उसके लिए ना पढ़े आप खुद अल्लाह के मुसद्दिद से नहीं पढ़ना शुरू करना वो अच्छा होता है सो इफ यू कैन गो सो क्लोज दिस वाज स्टैंडिंग एट स्टैंडिंग एट द डोर ऑफ नेक यू गेट ऑल द वे देयर एंड ही जस्ट लाइक ओ हे बख्त है लाइक ही केम इन दिस मान तो बड़ा नाम चीज है खतरनाक इंसान ही का many of the experience and you're 20 years old alright but what he does is that's what he does so you should think if this yaakus chukra ye akima ye hai thik hai ye agar koi khud keh raha hai ki main namaz is tarah padha kyunki unhone mujhe kaha so that's right it's not the right reason to pray so start doing it for the right reason you should be shamed for doing it the wrong reason work on yourself and baki mujhe काम तो अच्छा है जब मैं अच्छे काम कर रहा हूँ तो क्यों नहीं अच्छी नीयत से करूँ जब मैं सही चीज कर रहा हूँ तो मैं सही नीयत से क्यों नहीं करूँ तो यू शुड प्रे अल्लाह एंड देन द सेम प्रोसेस इज द सेम यू शुड मेक दुआ अल्लाह मैं आपसे माफी मांगता हूँ ना तक मैं इसे मशवरा देता हूँ मैं आपसे माफी चाहता हूँ कि मेरे नमाज जो आप हालत है आप ही के लिए पढ़ना चाहिए हाँ मैं नहीं पढ़ा था अब तो मैं तौबा करता हूँ मैं रुजू करता हूँ और आए चाहता कि अब मैं तमाम नमाज तमाम इबादा खाल सतह आप उनकी नजार से आप के रास्ते में पढ़ूँ This is all about the change. You see, this is what you, I mean, you're asking all of us to be grateful. That's what the Quran is about. Keep thinking, improvement, change, betterment, improve my actions, improve my intentions, improve the quantity of my actions, improve the number of things I do, improve the quality of my actions, fix your prayer this month. If you improve the quality of your prayer, you'll be more likely. Moving on will be easier. Just fix your sadhana. That's it. You fix your sadhana, Allah will fix everything else. In other words, make me as Allah SWT. May I be namaz padhne wala. Aur meri koshish tak yahan tak hogi ki main subhana rabbi al-azim ye ghalat se nahi hoga. You have to start somewhere. These things have to be random. If you just do that, if you ensure that every single sentence of you are zakir, every single time you say that sentence of Subhanallah Rabbi Al-A'la, you are consciously aware of what you're saying and your heart feels it. And you keep doing that, then all of a sudden it will have a trickle down effect. You'll start from here, you'll take over your whole salah, inshallah. So just make a dent. Don't stand there looking at the mountain. Don't look at the mountain. Right? You look at the mountain and look at your little authority. Right? Don't look at the mountain. Think that Allah does not want me to take down the mountain. Allah wants me to take down a pebble in this. And pebble by pebble by pebble mountain. Here's that again. कहते हैं मतलब एक और भी शैतान लगा है 99%
Chetan Vasavis, you see the Nam is actually Chetan Vasavis.
Right? When Chetan Vasavis is due, he's actually doing what is your Jinnah.
So number one thing is that it's the Jinnah. Number two is that Chetan is a Sarajana. So Usna Jnana Vena is a Zabardust called Kya Nam to go 8 minutes from Jibi Lehman. Take it, son. क्योंकि नया नहीं है उसको बन के जा रहा है और ही लेस थिंग इज वो सारा शुड लिंगरिंग राइट सो हिज एफर्ट्स आर स्टिल ऑन सो दैट ही कैन नॉट डू एनीथिंग फ्रेश और न्यू हिम एंड ऑल ऑफ दिस जेन एंड हिज सेंस आर बाउंड टू इट सो यू जस्ट थिंक दैट अल्लाह पांडे आपने इस मैंने के शेख आदेश है इनको मानने अब सिर्फ मामला मेरा है ना सर एंड द बेनिफिट दैट द बेनिफिट दैट If by staying with food and drink, you discipline your nafs. That's the wisdom, that's the hikmah of Allah. Ask him what you mean, that's what he means this month. I myself will take care of Shaitan. I will put you through this regimen of fasting that is going to enable you and empower you to take care of yourself. That's why you have to keep the hunger. You see, that's when you overeat, you kill this basic benefit of Ramadan. If you overeat from hunger to hunger, the nafs is then as strong. Right? And sometimes people even persist in sin. Let me make that clear also. Just like I told you that there are half makamam and half zamanami for ibadah. Just like that, if you do sin, and that is all egregious. You do sin on the night of the male fakam and Allah will forgive you. Much bigger sin than any other night. You do a sin in front of the Kaaba, it's a much bigger sin than any other night. So in that sense, we should also have a certain other for government of the Ramadan. That in this month there's so many barakahs. If on these special nights I'm caught sinning, then that is like doing not shukring. That Allah Ta'ala, you have so many rahmat in this month. You bow to the shayateen, and even despite all that, I still sin. Then the magnitude of that sin, right, goes up higher. So we should have more fear of Allah this month. More fear of Allah. And some of you have that, I noticed that. That those, the people have this thing that you do not in anger. There's not in the music bunker, there's not in the music bunker, there's not in the music bunker. So remember also that your God is Allah. Your God is Allah. If you have to do the music bunker, you have to do the music bunker, but you have to do the amal aap chhod rahe hain. But if you have to do the music bunker, a lot of them, you have to do the music bunker. You have to do the music bunker. But there are some ideas that suggest that a person who passes away in Ramadan gets an extra mercy in Allah. There's some rahmah, it is the facetum of the mercy, that you get an extra mercy, maybe some more forgiveness of Allah. But that's not something you earn, because death is something that comes in the Allah Ta'ala decree. If Allah Ta'ala decrees or decides to take the soul of somebody in Ramadan, then he is chosen to take their soul in a blessed month. And then that person dying in that month, maybe he might get some more mercy on Allah Ta'ala. But whether he was naked or not has to do with the way in which he was alive, not with how he died or when he died. लोग अपने आप ऐसे समझे कि लोग अगर कोई रमजान में फौज हो तो लोग उसकी मकसद की ज्यादा उम्मीदवार हो जाते हैं क्योंकि ये है महीना मकसद का इतना ही लोग इसके तरह की तामीर समझ सकते हैं और ये बात कि ये है महीना रहमत मकसद का और हर अमल जो भी चीज इस महीने में होता है हम तो ज्यादा उम्मीदवार हो सकते हैं क्योंकि अल्लाह ताला खुद इस महीने में बाकी So that is true for the living, and that will be true for the dead also.
Yeah.
Now,
is there any difference between
Muslim
Amara and
Nafsul Amara? Well, the Zabardast difference. Not just difference, Zabardast difference. Nafsul Amara, Amara means from Amr, and Amara Sina Mubana. It means that the nafs is commanding you. You can look at this way that you can either be ibn nafs or you can be abu nafs. You can either be a slave to your nafs or you can be a master over your nafs. That person who has a nafs-e-ammara, these all three terms are in the Quran.
إِنَّ النَّفْلَ أَمَارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ. That is the nafs that is commanding you to do sin. So nafs al-amara means that this is a person who has lost self-control. He's totally being run by a nafs, and he doesn't feel any remorse at all. He does sin, and he does so shamelessly. Kuih alamatni, kuih jijikni. Jijik alamatni can sound as in bhagya kuhanita. Kuih guna karta hai, or guna karne se pehle kuih jijikni, or guna karne ke baan kuih alamatni. Yeh nafs al-amara. Second number is nafs al-lawwama. Lawwama means that you have to say what is the mulama karta hai. Mulama. You agree with the mulama. It means it blames you. What does that mean? It means that the nafs al-lawwama is remorseful. Jab wo bandha karta hai, he feels bad. He blames himself. He feels blameworthy. The first one feels totally unrepentant. The second nafs al-lawwama, so this is the person who kabhi bada karta hai, kabhi nahi karta hai. और जब करता है तो एक एहसास होता है कि मैंने बुरा किया. Third is nafs al-mutma'inna. Nafs al-mutma'inna is that person who does not commit sin. Ya ayyatuha an-nafs al-mutma'inna irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyyan. So the level of that person with nafs al-mutma'inna is that Allah is yearning to meet them. In the Quran, Allah mentions many verses that a mu'min chants that he should be yearning. He should have rajah or shawq for zaka'illah. To meet Allah. This person with nafs al-mutma'inna has become so dear to Allah that Allah is yearning to meet him. He's saying, Irji, come to me. And what type of state? Radiyatan mardiyah, that you are radi with your Rabb and your Rabb is radi with you. What does mutma'inna mean? It means two things. Number one is that this is that nafs that is totally in line. It's a nafs that is mutma'inna on the deen. The nafs is happy doing amal al-salih. Doesn't want to do anything. Mutma'inna on it. And you experience that when you fast, as right now, you're mutmain if you can't eat right. And you're mutmain if you can't drink. That's nothing but Ramadan, it gives you a feeling of nafs mutmain. So what Allah Ta'ala wants is just as mutmain as you are right now, on not having to eat or not having to drink, you should be as mutmain on every single other hukum of the Sharia, every single other teaching of the Quran and Sunnah. When you reach that level of kamilan, then you are on nafs al-mutma'inna. And the second meaning of that is ikhtinam. Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. That when you reach, when you become mutma'in on the deen, Allah Ta'ala gives you ikhtinam. That's why it says radi and then mardiya. First, you must be radi. That's the first type of mutma'in that I mentioned. Then what happens, you become mardiya. Right? You become the mardiya, you become the object of pleasure. And then when Allah is pleased with you, He gives you inner ikhtinam. Sukoon, tranquility, peace and contentment. Right, that's the ultimate. And you should make dua for that Ramadan. And then the Quran of Kareem was revealed to create an insan who has enough to mutmain and has an elbow to me. That's why the Quran was revealed. It was not revealed in the Qa'id and intent. Every verse of the Quran has an intended impact on our heart. Sometimes we can find Quran to just tell you. What is tarjuma? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. You know the tarjuma. No tarjuma is nothing. The purpose, then why did Allah reveal that verse? Not so that you could be intellectually gratified. Allah revealed that verse and I want you to live your life. Every moment that you are aware and cognizant that I am from Allah and to Him I will return. Bring me a life that is lived according to this verse. That's what Allah wants. Don't bring me an other than understood the word tarjuma of this verse. Well, to show that a beginning to live your life that way, but every verse of the Quran has an intended effect on the heart, a transformative effect. Begin to submit your heart to the Quran.
Hello,
few questions
are
better than if you have to follow me. No, you ask, no problem. Just as long as it was done, after every question, it does. You can even listen to the question and go, but if you stay for the answer, you have to stay for the whole answer. That's a problem here. Like a job sure done, God's name or something, it's a job for them now. Remember? Every small proper question. If you can't, but really, job is sometimes even more of someday than no job. I'm going to ask them. Say again, Khwatin ki? Huh? Oh.
there are many things in that question, right? Number one, Swadhiji Divan, let's just start there, right? There's a difference again as to whether it's preferable. There's no doubt as to whether it's permissible for women to pray in a Jamaat, right? Well, there's two types of things. One is for women to join the Jamaat of the men in a segregated way, right? That is definitely permissible. Second is for women to pray all the Jamaat, because I know that's what you're asking about, right? That's permissible, but because the Prophet has said clearly in the Hadith for men that the best prayer of the man when he prays in congregation is 27 times a lot. So for men, we know that it's permissible to pray alone, but for men, you have to always remember when you're discussing the deen that you have to make a distinction between the permissible and the preferable. And number two, you should never fight over the preferable. Never fight. As long as something is within permissible, we don't want to fight about it. But most of the ikhtilafat that people have in Pakistan are what we call ikhtilafat istihbab. They're fighting over what's preferable. Somebody feels something that's preferable, as long as he's within permissible, we're not going to argue it or have an argument with them. Right? But the Prophet said in his day that it's preferable for a man to pray in Jamaat. And he says the best prayer for a woman is that which she prays alone, in her home, in the innermost room of her home, in the innermost corner of the innermost room of her home. Clear standing, right? So that is the most preferable way. So the first thing we should know that it might be, if we want to make the judgment based on hadith, that certainly there are hadith that suggest that Allah Aziz and some of the Sahabiyyahs prayed in Jamaat. That hadith indicates the permissibility of women praying in Jamaat. The other hadith indicates the preferability of a woman to pray alone. First thing. Second, if women were to decide to do amal on what is permissible and pray in Jamaat and not do what is preferable to pray alone, then the way they stand is that the woman who is going to be the imam, was going to lead the prayer, it's all ladies prayer, right, is going to stand in the middle slightly ahead, basically 1/3 to 1 foot length ahead of the rest of the women, in the middle, not one step ahead like it is done with the men, right? As far as Kandit, the Kandit, Dafna, the Dafna, the only thing that the Prophet said is that you should join your shoulders, this part of your arm, when you stand. There is no saying of the Prophet to join your ankles. There's one Sahaba who said that when I heard the Prophet say this to me, that close the gap in prayer because Shaitan comes in between the gaps, then when I and my fellow certain companions who heard that, we started standing ankle to ankle, right? But this was not the majority amal, this was the understanding of that particular sahaba. The real formation, if you look at military formation, right, and if when you look at lines in the world, most armies in the world have at least a formation of no discipline, they're standing, this part of the arm is touching completely one another, but their ankles are not touching one another. Their feet are just shoulder width. The feet should be aligned at the width of your armpit. That's what enables you to have proper formation. Many times when people stand with their feet wide, right? I remember one of my teachers, Sheikh Muhammad al-Yakubi, he's a Syrian, right? And it's a misconception, by the way, that the Arabs stand like this. It's not the Arabs. They're very few. The majority of Arabs, Egyptians, Syrians, etc., don't do that. But he actually, literally, I remember in New York, in New Jersey, he went like this. He said, if you stand like this, if your feet are like this, there's no way this part will not be touching. That's a monk Gibbain. This is the Talmim of the Prophet. This is the body part. He never took the name of the ankle. He took this name. When you stand with your feet shoulder width apart, then this part will be touched. And that rule is there for women also, that their upper forearms should be touching one another in salam. That said, it's not impermissible if somebody feels that they want to make their ankles touch one another. It's not impermissible, so there's nothing to have an argument over that. However, we would maybe just suggest that if you want to make your ankles or feet touch one another, don't do so at this expense. Because this is something clearly mentioned in the Hadith, and the ankles isn't mentioned in the Hadith, but it's the Hamal of a small group of the Hamal. You have to be what? Yeah. there's something called hope and love, right? And there's something called fear. The first thing you should know is that the fear you have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not the fear that you have for some harmful thing. The Sunnah Imam al-Ghazali al-Jurnah, when discussing the hope and the fear of Allah, it's not the way you fear a snake or fear a scorpion. That's not what it means. The Rabbi al-Ghazali, that's a different thing. The way we fear Allah is based on awe and reverence. The real fear that we have of Allah is the displeasing Him. Why? Because the real relationship between a person and Allah is that between a lover and a beloved. Now, if you have a lover and you have a beloved, the biggest fear that that lover has in the whole world is that my beloved will not love me back. That's the biggest fear. Right? That's the type of fear you have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's not a fear that's in any way contrary to love. That's the fear that's born out of love. That's the fear that is hand in hand with love. Okay. Well, hell is no good. That's what I'm saying. Don't fear Allah the way you fear hell. Right? Fearing hell is different. Fearing hell is you fear hell because incredible torments and punishments and pains that are mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem. You see them uspar beyan ho ka sabun ban hain. Agar sir ho Quran al-Kareem ke ayat uspar aan hain. Just we were to do a dora ayat jahannam. There is a kirtan hain hain. But agar hum kare, so I'll be shown that they're lucky. Allah recommend Allah 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 Allah. Are you asking how do you combine fear of the hell with yearning for Jannah? No. Both of them Jannah. Oh, you brought up hell and heaven. What's for Jannah? So the true is basically what Allah SWT is what's the most, the biggest punishment of hell is both, that you will be distant from Allah. So again, the lover, right, number one fears that the beloved won't love him back, and number two fears the separation, right? So your fear of hell, and you can fear also, like I already mentioned, the physical torment that will take place. That is a fear that we actually not only, we need to increase that fear, to be honest with you. There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of feel-good, lovey-dovey stuff and love for Allah talks, but a lot of us need more fear for Allah in our lives and fear of hellfire. And these two are not incompatible, by the way. There's a famous story of Rabi'a Basriya that some of you may have heard, that she went around with a pail of water and she went around with a wood which had fire in it, said, I'm going to set fire to the jannah that people worship, and I'm going to extinguish the flames of hellfire that people are afraid of. As if that was a naqis statement of hers. That was naqis. What is qanun, what is the sunnah, that's in the Quran. It's not bad when people say that, no, you shouldn't do worship for jannah, you should only do worship for Allah. If Allah Ta'ala Himself is telling us to seek jannah, so that's what we do, that's the ubudiyah, we don't use our uncles. It's our ubudiyah, it's our servant, and say, Allah Ta'ala wants us to be made of sun. If the Prophet has been on record in the Sunnah making dua for Jannah, right? Or to stay away from that, Allahumma jinnah min al-naar. So if the Prophet can make these duas and his ruhaniyat is common, then anybody who suggests that common ruhaniyat is not to ask for Jannah their salvation from Jahannam, then their ruhaniyat is not. Right? So what is it? Allah wants you, right, to do it for Him, ultimately. But He wants to show you that if you make Him the object of your love, it won't be unrequited love. In other words, He's going to reward that love. He also will love you. And one of the manifestations of our love is ibadah. The manifestation of His love is ibadah that He bestows upon us. So the manifestation of His love is jannah. So just like when we want to become the lover of Allah, we want to be able to show that love through ibadah, through du'a, through beating sin per se. So when we become the mahbub of Allah, Allah wants to show His love by giving us jannah, by giving us eternity. We're human beings. Why should we exist for eternity? It doesn't make sense, right?
to be eternal should be something that only belongs to the divine being. But Allah Ta'ala wants to show His love for the mu'mineen that because you took your iman in me, I want to give you a sifa, which should only really be something you're a mortal human being, but I'm going to make you live forever also. I'm going to grant you eternal life. So this is the adab that Allah Ta'ala has of showing His love.
Oh, in class, get them out. Management. So, last question, very quickly, if you should mention anything in the class. Is an eye from Allah or is it acquired by Mujahidah? Is the whole system preordained or is it meant to acquire the whole use of my own motion? If you want to answer this, you have to tell me it's better. But this question is not free will or predestination. And does Hidayah only come from Allah or can you get Hidayah? It's a very good question. So if you can answer from there so that the class is not for the demand.